Hey guys, welcome back to the Encore Reveal Show. We're so glad to keep having you come back and join us. I know that we're not doing everyday series that we were, but we are doing one every Wednesday, and tonight we have a very fun guest who, just by popular demand, we brought her back. She is going to rock it tonight, we just know, because so many people have written in about her, had their hands raised, and we just couldn't get to everyone that night. So again, if you have anything that you want to write in on the chat, you can do that too, because we know some people want to be a little bit more private than actually calling in. But if you want to raise your hand to ask a question from our wonderful guest, you can have simply press star 2. Also, we have the winner of our contest, the comment contest, and we will do another one tonight. So if you have any comments or feedback about the show or any of the replays, and especially Kelly, please send that in, and I will draw another name from the list to receive the VIP package where you get all of the downloads for yourself to listen the entire time. Anyway, you can always hear the replay at reveal.lianca.com/live. Sorry for all of the notices, but I just wanted to make sure everybody got all of the information. Deborah, tell us who's on the line tonight.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to have her back. Kelly Ray is on with us tonight. Hello. Hello, our Reveal audience. And Lianca and I are glad to be back on tonight, too. We've been missing you. You know, since March, we have been on the line with you like 3 times a week. And so it's been a little different for Lianca and I. We've kind of been missing this. So we're so happy to be on tonight. Kelly Ray started out the very first week with us. So again, you know, it's wonderful to have her on after this series is winding down. And I'll just remind you, I'm not going to read her whole bio because I know that you've read it, but you know, she really is an incredible medical intuitive. She's not just a medical intuitive, she's actually certified. She's actually studied in this. And you know, she's also a business coach. So she's very intuitive in finance as well as, you know, reading the body and just generally, you know, kind of what's going on in our field. I love having her on. I think she is one of the her energy is so gentle and so embracing, and you know, I've met a lot of intuitives in my life, and I love the way she presents. I love her integrity. I know right before we got on the call, you know, she was doing grounding and prayer work, and also creating a sacred space for all of us. So just know that whether you ask a question tonight or not, her energy is already running, and you know, tonight we're going to. A lot of, you know, what this theme and what she really wanted to talk about tonight was, you know, what's our next right step? What's our next highest step? And because I think we're all in a place where, you know, we can be asking that. So without further ado, let me just welcome to the show. Welcome, Kelly Ray.
Well, thank you, Deborah. It's so good to be back. It's so much fun to be with all of you. And I'm so excited to help people tonight.
I know you are. And by the way, I know Lianca mentioned it, but if you are wanting to ask Kelly, this is the time now, you know, press star 2. Is that right, Lianca, star 2?
Yep, star 2.
Star 2. If you want to ask Kelly, you know, what would be right for your next step? If you're in a situation where you're feeling kind of stuck or you're unsure, maybe you've got a lot of choices. Maybe you feel like you don't have too many choices. Maybe you're just like, you just don't have a clue which way to go next. So be sure and raise your hand. We're going to get to as many people as possible tonight because we want it to be very interactive. So with that said, Kelly, you know, we're so excited to have you on. We had so much feedback the last time, and let's talk a little bit. Let's catch up. You know, it feels like a lifetime since you were on, you know, and it's only been like 6 or 7 weeks or so. But, you know, what do you think is up just generally in everyone's energy right now? And I know that you felt very compelled to want to talk about what our next highest step is right now. And, you know, how did that come to you? And, you know, where do you think we are right now energetically?
Well, what I think is this Reveal series is helping everyone to learn and grow and improve, and we're teaching each other. You know, we were talking about even the host, you know, the two hosts, you learn from each other. When I spoke, you know, 7 weeks ago, I came out and learned a lot from all of you. And I hope that you learned from me too. And I think what happens is we are now very different 7 weeks later than we were before, because we have so much that we shared collectively.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like, yeah, you know, a lot of the speakers we've talked about, it feels like time is speeding up. And I think your topic tonight is so spot on, you know, what's our next right step. And, you know, even Leonka and I have been talking, you know, about, you know, we've got a lot of opportunities we're looking at. And I think that's the perfect thing for us to focus on tonight. So, you know, as we talk about the and think about the energy of this, did you want to, like, do a grounding prayer for, like, the entire group? So, because if one person asks a question, and if we don't get to everyone tonight, we've already got a lot of hands raised. So
okay.
Just remember, if we don't get to you, you know, the many times, especially when we gather like this, the question that is asked and the person that is picked is for the group, right, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
It's really being answered for everyone. So if you want to go ahead and say the prayer and gather us all collectively, because it's almost as like we're, you know, like we're all right now sitting in a living room together. We're all having this discussion. There really is no time and space. And the questions that are asked and the answers that are given are for all of us, right? Why don't you go ahead and set the space for us all? Because even I got some questions tonight. I bet Leonka's got questions tonight.
That's great. What I did before the call is I blanketed all of us in white light, all the way up to our highest chakra, so that we can connect with the divine, and so that only pure divine energy and information comes to us. And now what I'd like you to do is imagine a cord wrapped around your waist. And for those of you who have never done this before, the cord can be anything you like. It could be a string, it could be light, it could be imagining a tree trunk, but you want to take that from the bottom of your spine all the way down to the center of the earth. And you want to tie that cord off. And that will help to ground you so that I can read you better. And it will ground you so that the information that we're given stays within us, not in one ear and out the other ear.
And Kelly, can I just make a... Sorry,
yes.
Go ahead, go ahead. I was going to say, I just wanted to make a comment. When you said that, you know how last time I said I had those kind of gut issues? It's
yes.
Almost like it expanded. So thank you for that. And it was the second time you kind of said it. We said it before the call, and I just wanted to let you know that I really feel that energy. So thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to hear that. It absolutely is so nice to hear that. See, that's one of the ways that we help each other. We alternate between being a teacher and a student. I do that all day long. I'm a teacher, a student, a teacher, a student, or phases in my life. And so when you are a teacher, you need to have feedback from people that you're teaching to make sure that you're on the right track and you're giving them what you need. Teachers need to give their students what they need and at the time, not just what the teacher wants their students to listen to. So that was one of those teachable moments for me, too.
Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you know, we've got so many hands raised, so I want to get started as soon as possible. But before we go to the callers, I want to ask this question, Kelly, and that is, you know, why is it that sometimes we ask and ask and ask, you know, and we just don't feel like we're getting the answers? And I know there's so many of our audience, you know, that can relate to that, because I know even in my own life I felt like, okay, I'm asking, you know, I'm not getting anything, you know, I'm feeling stuck. I mean, you know, what is happening when we feel like we're asking and asking for guidance, but yet we're not getting anything? What would you say to that?
What I would say is that when we speak and we ask, you know, God, the universe, the divine, Mother Earth, whatever you call your higher power, always listens. They always hear. And we know that to be true. They always hear. I see that in my own life all the time. What happens, what I believe in most cases, is that we have an expectation of how we want our answers to be. We have an expectation on the timing and how we want to have an answer delivered to us. And so we expect it to be delivered in a certain way, and the answer is coming to us, only the delivery method is not what we expected, so we overlook it.
So we can be blocking it many times, is what you're saying. It's coming, but we're just not able to receive it?
Yes, and you know, you just brought up a very good point. That, you know, getting our messages in a way that we're not expecting is one, but number two, yes, we do block it, and how we block it is we sometimes want our timing to be right now. You know, our society is, this is the way we want it. We're going to ask for a hamburger, and we think we should get it within 60 seconds. Well, you know, that mentality transfers over into our prayer work. You know, we're asking, you know, by the time we say it, it should be there. Now, I will say there are times that that does happen before your sentence comes out. But in general, you know, that is the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about receiving a little bit more, and because I think, you know, it seems like, you know, for a while there was this thing about, you know, self-worth, and now it's kind of like we've moved into, you know, that used to be the thing on our mind all the time, but now it seems like we're all in a place of how do we stay open and receive what we need. So I want to talk about that a little bit later, but let's go ahead, because I know you are anxious, you are ready, and we've got all kinds of hands raised. So, Leonka, if you want to go ahead and take a caller, and remember, you know, everyone else, set your intention for whatever your question is, whatever's up right now, to allow yourself to hear whatever the caller asks, how it can relate to you. So are you ready to take a call? Leonka, are you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. You are in California. Your number ends in 4149. 4149, you're unmuted.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Lord Dial.
Hi.
Hello
hi, there.
Welcome.
Hi.
How can... You're on with Kelly.
Awesome. Hi, Kelly.
Hello there.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Okay. I'm a spiritual counselor and mentor and also an indigo adult. I'm 62, and when I came into this world, I wasn't allowed to be who I was, but I remembered everything. And I've always, since I came into this world, knew I was here to help people. And this is what I've been doing all my life, but it's always been a struggle for me, even though I can make everybody else's life better. My life was just constant, you know, struggle. And I'm wondering, what did I bring into this life that's blocking me, keeping me from my joy and flowing with ease and grace and happiness? Because, I mean, I'm 62. I don't have another 60 years to go. And I would like to enjoy some life and do my work with ease and grace.
What I see for you is that you love and heal and help so many people. And if you were to take that love and healing hand and comfort and do that and take care of yourself in the way that you take care of others, you would have a beautiful life.
Okay, but I have this strong, it's almost like it's, I have to help everybody else. I just have to. And it makes me feel better when I do, even though it doesn't, it benefits me spiritually, just not physically.
Of course not. It is because you have to honor your own body. You know, your body is a temple, and you're only following half of it. You are helping other people to help your self-worth and deservedness. But the truth is, you're loved exactly the way you are. And to take the time to make yourself a client, to make yourself your own child and take care of, that would help you get on, you know, the right track, because your body, you have so much life force energy within you, and you have to take care of it because there is only so much. And so if you honor and love truly what you do, you would first take care of yourself so that you can do it longer. Like you kept bringing up age several times, so you're very full aware that you are getting tired, and that you're aware, you keep bringing up age, so age is an issue for you. So you do know deep down that you need to take care of yourself, and I'm going to ask you why don't you take care of yourself?
Because I don't feel I've done everything I came here to do, and I know I'm running out of time.
You have plenty of time. God would not have given you a job and a task if he didn't give you enough time. When we were talking about divine timing, it is on your time. Remember, God's time, it's God's time, not your time. You're in a rush. God is not. You are also his child, and he wants you to take care and honor you as his child. How do you think he feels when you don't take care of you?
Hmm. I hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yes. It is. Wisdom. Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that you can walk away from this call thinking, I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and honored. God will honor and love me, and God will give me plenty of time to do the work he wants me to do.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, that was such a great question. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking that, because I think
that was
so many
beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, because so many of us are, you know, whether we're healers or teachers or leaders or, you know, right now I have a close relative, as many of you have heard, who, you know, she's in the transitioning point right now as we speak. And, you know, and I have to remind myself all the time to really, you know, take care of myself first. And I love that you said, I could feel the entire group take a breath, a sigh, when you reminded us that we're not running out of time. We're not running out of time. God is not going to give us a task and then not give us time to do it. And, you know, that's so good, because our mind starts telling us, you know, you're getting older. Oh, my gosh, I haven't accomplished what I need to. And that is not, that's coming from somewhere in our programming in our head, right, Kelly? That is not God speaking.
Oh, absolutely. That is all ego.
Mm-hmm.
When we think, you know, we're at a certain age, we should be doing certain things, that really is all ego. That's not, mm-hmm. that's really not our plan. You know, we
right.
set those, we've set those fast-paced society, you know, restraints on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what she did. And what I felt in my heart was when we set the intention of a group, please let the callers get through that so many people could benefit from, I knew she was meant to be first.
Well, you know, that was, it's beautiful. So thank you so much, caller. And, the one thing that just, like, resonated all the way down to my toes, Kelly, was when you said, make yourself a client.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. Make yourself a client, because we all have clients. And
that's right.
We always are creating the time for them and the space, and we want to make sure that they get as much healing or information as they can. And, you know, that was brilliant. So thank you, caller. Okay. Leonka, are you ready to take another caller?
Sorry, mute wasn't coming off. Yes,
okay.
I'm ready to take another caller. Sometimes when I'm responding back to comments, I try to mute myself so you don't hear my typing. So,
well, you all don't know that our marvelous Leonka is doing about 1,000 other things in the background. So she's like magic Leonka. So,
thank you, my partner,
for all that other stuff you're doing to keep us running.
My dear Leonka, that also means make yourself a client, right? You heard that, right?
Yes, I did hear that. That was funny. It did resonate, for sure. So, okay, we have, and I'm just going to go in order of who called in. I'm going to do this one right here. We want Atlanta, Georgia. Your number ends in 7568. Atlanta, Georgia, your number ends in 7568. You're unmuted.
Welcome.
Well, hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Terry. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
it. Great. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. And a little bit about where I am right now. I'm 58 years old. I'm in probably the best phase of my life so far. And so all is going well, you know, work-wise. I began private consulting, about a year and a half ago, and that's going, you know, fabulously. I have not been in a solid relationship for a long time, and I am in one now. About 6 months ago, that came into being. So the core of my question is, if you are picking up on whether or not this is my, you know, partner from this point forward, you know, get a sense of that, and then what I'm really, really looking for is some insight into is he has, you know, a path in life where he's contributing on a global scale to the betterment of all. We'll just put it like that. And I have kind of a smaller impact, I mean, not global, but more stateside. And so I am right now, you know, feeling my way into is it the highest and best for us to kind of merge and, you know, and co-contribute. And it would be stepping more into the realm of his impact. You know, of course, I would be contributing as well. Or is it better to have separation there and come together more as man and woman? So I don't know. Do you have any sense of direction on that?
Well, my sense is that most people, when you come together as a couple, there's a couple unit, and then there's separateness, you know, as an individual. And I feel that it's very, very important for us always to have our individuality. Remember on the first caller, she was going out in the world and helping people outside of herself. This is very similar in the sense that you want to keep your own identity. You want to be able to work on yourself. You want to come here and do the gifts that you were intended to do. You want to keep your soul vibrant, and you sound very vibrant. And you're thriving right now. You're doing very well. And then this man comes in, and he's doing well. He's global, and it's wonderful. If your soul feels like you want to have your unique part within his realm of helping the world, then that's fine. But it has to be that your soul feels like that's who you are. But my sense is you're doing well, and just because someone's global and someone's local, that doesn't necessarily mean your impact is different. If everyone were global and didn't take care of home, who's going to take care of home?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that distinction. I really do appreciate it. There's part of me that senses that there is a possibility of, enhancing, my own contribution through that connection. So, I get that. I really, really hear what you're saying about, maintaining your own space and your own growth and your own vibrancy. I love that word. I love that word. And quite frankly, in past relationships, I got lost. So I'm ultra sensitive to that. So thank you for bringing that to the forefront again. I do appreciate
now,
it.
That is a pattern. You brought up a pattern that in your past relationships, you feel that to have a relationship, you have to lose yourself and independence and become a couple. That is not the healthiest way to go.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And
yes.
And I feel very grounded in not repeating that. I feel pretty confident.
Yes, and that is your own intuition telling you. Because what will happen is, I am a medical intuitive, and so what happens is when you do something that is not in your soul's best interest, what happens is you start to see it in your body. So you listen to yourself. And let me re-ask this question to you. I am happy and vibrant, and my career is wonderful, and I can hear vibrancy in my voice, and everything's going well. And I met someone, and I'm wondering if I should give that up.
Oh, that's what you... Okay. Okay.
Now, when I reversed that for you, did you hear me the second time?
I did.
Okay. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure you really, truly understood. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't work alongside this person and do your own thing under his global umbrella, but you have to be that vibrant, beautiful woman that just called me.
Thank you. You've mirrored back something very important, and I truly heard what you said. I truly heard what you said.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you, Terry.
That's why I'm at a more vibrant life. So that's why I always say vibrant, because that's the company that I do.
I love
that. That's vibrant, but you absolutely sound vibrant.
I feel that. So thank you for acknowledging it, and thank you for your beautiful insight.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
And Terry, that was such a beautiful question. And, I just want to say, as women, for those of us, it does happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I can even relate in my life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is that, we can be, going along and being our vibrant self and doing our wonderful thing, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in a relationship and it's somehow starts, you know, what we wanted and what we were contributing, sometimes it starts diminishing. And what do you think about that, Kelly? Because there's a gazillion of us women that has happened to.
And even if you're not in a relationship, even not if you're not starting a relationship, but you're in a current one, sometimes I feel like, you know, you can tend to give your power over or diminish yourself.
Absolutely.
Even in a current relationship.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And what I think is, this time I'm looking from a male's perspective, and I know there's a lot of males on here, so, you know, you can, you know, send Lianca messages if you don't agree with me. This is what Lianca, get ready. They're going to start typing.
That's cool.
Here's what I believe is a man is walking down the street, and he sees this very vibrant woman who is independent, and she's really cool because she's doing all these unique and interesting things, and she has these stories to tell and everything she's doing. The man is captivated. He loves that. He loves the fact that she's independent and she has her own things and she has creative stories and that she's a creative being contributing to the world. Well, that takes different, you know, that takes a different perspective when you are a couple, because to be a couple, that takes time and energy. So no matter what, if you have, you know, you bring someone in your life, they do take time and energy, but you don't have to give up all that vibrancy, because what happens is a lot of girls will say, hey, he doesn't even pay attention to me anymore. He's watching TV, he's going fishing, he's hardly talking to me. Well, guess why? Because remember that vibrant girl that had the stories and was independent? He was drawn to her. And then now she gave up all her independence and creativity. She gave it to him, and he's like, ooh. But the guys are not as vocal, so they're thinking, hey, where's that vibrant, interesting woman? Where'd she go?
Right.
And so we do it out of love for them, and then the boys look at us like, what did you do?
Gosh.
Okay, Lianca, you're going to have to tell me if they start typing in.
No.
They're going to type in, hey, Kelly, you're not so right.
I think the guys know that's true, too. I think the guys
really
know
think
that's
so.
True.
We just don't, we choose not to see it that way, right? Like, sometimes we just turn our head and, like, I don't see it that way. Or you just don't even notice it's going down that. You didn't notice you gave over, you know, your vibrancy.
It's almost like it starts seeping out so slowly that you don't even know. And then one day you don't feel vibrant, you know.
Exactly.
And yeah. So.
But you know what the key is? That vibrant word. You wake up one morning and you say, I don't feel vibrant. And then you ask your intuition and you meditate and you think, what happened to my vibrancy? How can I get it back? And remember, we're talking about what is the next thing to do? What is the next right thing to do? Now, ladies, we don't lose vibrancy over a period of time and gain it back in 4 hours. We have to use one step at a time, one step. And you think, I've lost my vibrancy because I used to be a dancer, and now I don't take my dance classes anymore. Join one dance class, you know, 1 hour a week. Something to start slowly getting it back.
I love that.
It feels good.
Oh, my goodness, what a great question. Thank you. I know that was answered and felt by so many on the call. All right, so don't forget, so everybody, please star 2 if you want to get in line here. So let's take another caller, Bianca.
Okay, Miami, you're ending in 8966. Miami, you're ending in 8966. You're unmuted.
Hello, ladies.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Hello. I'm so excited to connect with you guys.
Great. What's your name?
I'm Jackie.
Jackie, welcome.
Thank you. You're on the line with Kelly. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I have a question first. Am I required to have something specific to ask?
No. You can just What topic would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm mainly interested in getting more of an intuitive reading because I appreciate the messages I get channeled through myself and the interaction of everybody that shares the vibration. So I'm more interested in that, but I do have a pressing thought. Like at this particular moment in my life, I feel like I'm going through something very specific. It's almost like a little caterpillar that wants to break free. And I've been going through that transition period for a while now, and it sort of feels like first an arm, then another arm, then a leg. But I don't feel like I've broken free entirely from that. And so I feel like there's an internal commitment going through that process, and I'm just really interested in finding out what can I do to support myself as I go through this changes and anything that has to do with that.
Well, the first time, I'm not sure, when you're talking about a butterfly, the first time I read this poem about a butterfly, and it talked about, you know, what a butterfly has to do to thrive. And, you know, when you're a caterpillar and you have to, like you said, breaking out, first of all, you need love and patience. Because if your intuition is telling you that you're getting ready to fly, it's taking a long time because what you need to do in the future is to be able to have the skills, the strength, and the wisdom to do what you need to do next. So do not rush it. Be very aware. Learn every day. And the more you learn, the more you grow, the more you'll fly.
That sounds really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I needed to hear that myself.
I mean, I agree, definitely. We need to have love and kindness towards ourselves every day, but it's easier sometimes said than done. And so I keep thinking, you know, am I doing the right thing? Is there something specific that I need to do? I'm very OCD, and I'm always looking to be better and better. So every day I think, okay, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And when I don't do it, then I kind of feel bad about it. Or, for example, they say that I said that I'm going to get up super early in the morning, and then I get up 2 hours later, then I feel like I'm a little harder on myself because of that. And I don't know, maybe it has to do with what you were saying, having a little bit more love and patience towards yourself. And so that's the part that I'm not sure if there's something specific that I need to do. Like, is it time to be really hard on myself? Like, yes, you have to get up every day at that time. Or is it more of a state of allowing for you to make, you know, to have those differences? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I think that people thrive on structure. So I do believe that when you want to thrive, structure is what your mental body needs while you are changing. You have to have a constant. So if you are trying to grow and be different, it's very comforting to know you have a schedule, a rhythm, a pattern. So if you provide that for yourself, the rest of it won't be so scary.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's what I felt like I needed, but I guess I also needed the validation. So that's why I was prompted to call.
Yes, and I have a I have a prayer that I would like to say for you, but I want this to go all through the group. And
great,
this is so appropriate for us. And I want you to receive it and take this into your heart. I am allowing grace of God within me, through me, as me, every day. I intend for the allowing of unexpected information that I did not know I needed to flow into my consciousness. We ask for clear signs and direction for our next steps. I thank you, Lord, as I know it is so. And I hope that that helps you go throughout your day and know that when you go inside and you ask for the information, it'll come to you. You'll know what the right next step is. And when you feel confused, if you can remember that prayer in the parts that I said, it doesn't have to be exact. Just ask for the signs and information that I need for today. And then do your best. That's all anybody can ask of you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What a wonderful question. Wow, have we got great questions tonight or what?
They really are on. Tonight they are on, aren't they?
They're on. And, you know, it comes back around to, you know, what I'm sensing for a lot of us is, you know, it comes back around to that, you know, what we were talking about from the very first caller, that we have this idea about timing, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if it's not happening, you know, that we're doing something wrong. So, you know, say something, you know, that we can all really let into our hearts about, you know, because we all are feeling like, you know, we're running out of time, or I should be doing this, or why didn't I do this today, or why am I not accomplishing?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this timing that keeps running in our head.
Or on demand.
Mm-hmm. On demand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this.
Yeah.
So, What comes to you from Spirit around that, Kelly, about how we can be, you know, again, reminding ourselves the gentleness of the timing of everything?
What I think that we all need to remember is it is in divine timing. And so what we need to know is all we can do from the bottom of our heart is to do our best. And timing will be controlled by God. As much as I try to control timing, I've never been able to succeed. I mean, you know, when you're doing something and you start it, you know, our call started at a certain time. That's not what I mean. I'm meaning in general of, you know, I want to grow faster. I want to be enlightened faster. I want to be a medical intuitive faster. I want to have my coaching business go faster. When you're talking about those things, it's really in divine timing. And that's the part of when we go right back to the beginning of the conversation, I'm praying, but my prayers aren't being heard. They're being heard. It's just that our time frame is not being met because we're not accepting divine timing.
Yeah, and that's such a good reminder that when we are asking for something, and I love what you said to the last caller about, you know, sometimes we are being trained in patience and skills and strength for the next journey or the next task or, you know, the next whatever we're going to contribute to the world. And you know, I'm sure Spirit wants us to be ready for that. And
yes, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that applies to everything in life. Sometimes when we have difficult times, it is because we're supposed to learn something, and the skill that we learn, the gift that we learn in the trial, is going to help us later. And what has happened when I became, you know, a medical intuitive, and I can see the world much differently than I could, you know, earlier when I was younger, what happens is when you see the world encompassing, and you see how things happen and how things are tied together, and you see how your health and finances and relationships and trials are all tied together, it's easier to see divine timing. It's harder when you, so I look at life and know and trust in divine timing. When I was evolving to this point, I couldn't understand why things weren't going exactly in my timing. And that, mm-hmm. you know, that to most of us is a frustration.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask something here. Would you even say that, or when you do question the timing of something, do you almost repel it because it's like saying you doubt that it's coming? Do you push it out further?
Yes. What I do believe is that doubt and fear do serve a purpose. You know, sometimes fear can save your life if, you know,
right.
when a tiger is near you.
Right.
You know, that is, there's a little tiny purpose that has, or doubt has. And but in general, when we're talking about a persistent fear and not something life-threatening, those things do push away what we want. And when you pray and you have doubt, that really pushes away what you want. When I said the prayer, the first prayer, I made sure that I said, and I know it is so. I do not doubt my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I never mm-hmm. doubt my prayers, because even if you have a tiny, you know, the saying goes, if you have a mustard seed of faith, you don't have to have big, abundant faith. As long as you have some faith, you're okay. But the more faith you have, then you're more open.
Mm.
You're, it's almost like opening your arms for it to come to you.
Gosh. God, Leonka, that was a great question. Thank you.
Now, if you would like, we could do a fear exercise. Do you want to do that?
Yes. Yes,
sure.
I do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, yeah, everybody's got some sort of fear going on right now. So, yeah, we'll do that, and we'll come back
afterwards.
And we still have a couple mm-hmm. callers that are wanting to speak with you. So, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And everyone, think about right now where you're feeling stuck, where you're feeling afraid, where you're feeling afraid to make a decision, where you're afraid to move out of the situation you're in that you desperately want to fly from. I mean, use this exercise to your advantage. And, you know, what Kelly is doing now for us as a group is just such a gift. So make sure that you're opening and receiving it. Okay, Kelly.
Okay. I am going to ask you to close your eyes and take a deep breath and exhale slowly. And I want you to, Deborah has already asked you, just start imagining the fears that you have. And imagine them as little bubbles that are labeled. And what I want you to do is imagine those bubbles going up to the sun, going up to the divine. I transmute all fear-based thoughts into light. Now I want you to imagine all of those thoughts disintegrating. As soon as it hits the light, each one at a time, let it disappear and watch it disappear. Watch all of those fears disappear. And when all of those fears have disappeared and vanished, keep imagining, so now you're just seeing the light. And I want you to affirm, and you can say this along with me in your thoughts, I am the light and love embodied. I serve the light by embodying loving kindness. I choose to love myself unconditionally. so that I can become an instrument of the light.
I can become an instrument.
And how do you feel?
I can see the light.
Wow, you know, it was. It was as if watching the bubbles just burst.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you're blowing bubbles, you know, when you were a kid and watch them float up, and if they hit a tree, they were gone, you know.
Exactly.
I loved that visualization, and I guess that's something we could use all the time, right? We could put our
Absolutely.
Fears and our doubts in the
that
bubbles
is-
and
Yes.
That was beautiful. That was so beautiful. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and it made me think about, too, you know, darkness, which is only doubt and fear, is just an
right.
absence of the light, right? It's just
exactly. And I always say fear is not of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I didn't, like I said, a caveat, there's something we can learn by fear when it's to save your life. You do, you know, sense something. But beyond that, fear is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt is not of God.
Right.
So when that
right.
happens, you can put your fear and doubts in those bubbles, close your eyes, take a deep breath, send them up to the light, and watch all of them disappear.
I love that. You know, I had a wonderful teacher many years ago. I was very confused and perplexed about information that I was receiving. And I remember her asking me, I forget how it went exactly, her words, but it was something like, you know, Deborah, if the information you're getting is in any way, shape, or form scaring you, it is not your highest intuition. It's your ego or something else.
Exactly.
You know, it's your fear.
It is exactly your fear. It's exactly
yeah.
your fear. Because, you know, a lot of people will say that to me. You're intuitive. Aren't you afraid of all the dark things? Well, no, because they don't come to me. I walk around in a blanket of white light, and when I read people, I touch everyone's energy. So when I blanketed us all in white light, we're in so much light that dark can't hit us. We're like in a nice little umbrella that goes all the way. It's encompassing, almost like a bubble. Like when you blow bubbles, we're all in this beautiful light as we're speaking.
Well, I know the energy feels very strong and very lovely.
Uh-huh.
I do know that. Uh-huh. Wow. All right. Well, Leonka, do you want to take any questions off the chat, or do you want to take another call?
Let me try to take another.
We're almost at the top of the hour. But,
yeah.
Let
me take another call just because we always take chat, and let me feel it. I'm going to see if this person will unmute because they are anonymous, but we'll see if they'll come on. If not, then we'll take a chat. So, anonymous caller, if you have your hand raised, anyone that has their hand raised, go ahead and say hello. You're unmuted. And if not, then we'll just move on to the next person.
Hello, caller.
Anyone? Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, we heard someone,
hello?
But I guess they... Yeah, you're on.
You're on.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. How's everyone this evening?
Great, glad to have you on. Say hello
Great.
To Kelly.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello there.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Fatima.
Fatima? Hello.
Yes.
Beautiful name.
Hi. Thank
Welcome.
You, Kale. Thank you. I actually wanted to ask a question about finances and as well as you already answered that question with finances and health. You know, the most things that scare people the most or they have
yes.
challenges with.
Right.
But another question that I had thought about was procrastination. How does one deal with procrastination? I have issues with that.
Well, the procrastination issues for you
mm-hmm.
are just
yeah.
coming from the wanting to be perfect.
Okay,
and
perfection.
Perfectionism.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So give yourself the freedom to not be perfect, because remember, if we were perfect, we would walk on water And none of us
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Exactly. Wonderful words to remember and go by. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is, yeah, I have struggled with that quite a, you know, quite a, pretty much all my life, trying to make things, make sure everything works out smoothly. But as we know, that's not always the case.
Well, you know, I believe, you know, I always say pray and move your feet. And so I told you what your core issue is. It's perfectionism,
yeah.
and you need to give yourself a break. But your next step is you need to have an accountability list.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to write down if you have – if you have, and I'm going to give you an example, and you're going to use this as a model and expand it to any time that you have. If you know you have 1 hour free a day to do mm-hmm. what your overall objective is, first of all, do you know what your objective is?
Actually, I don't. That's another issue altogether.
Ah, okay. Okay,
yeah.
So... that's really what
lost.
That's interesting. That's the class that I'm offering really is to learn, you know, where you are, where you want to be, set yourself up, you know, I'm on this path, what do I do, how do I get moving, you know, how do I improve my finances, and, you know, that's really what I'm going to teach in those classes. But, you know, the first thing you need to do is find out what it is you want to do. What is your objective? And then you need to hold yourself accountable and do one step at a time.
Okay. Wonderful.
Every day. If it's 1 hour, hold yourself to 1 hour and be able to account for it.
Beautiful. All right. And thank you so much for that exercise. That was really wonderful and helpful.
Oh, thank you.
It definitely lifted a lot of fears off of my, you know, my area, my chest. So I'm like, that's really easy to do, and it's fun. So thank
you.
I really
it's bubbles, and you can make them into fireworks if you want. You can make them into colors, but you just want to visualize them disappearing, and you can, all you have to do, you can be in public, you close your eyes, take a deep breath, imagine, and let them disappear.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you, ladies, very much. Blessings to all.
Thank you. Blessings
Thank you.
To you. You know, what a great question, because I think we all go into procrastination on so many
mm-hmm.
different levels. I mean, and
is she talking to me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and, you know, what you were saying is, yeah, many times we're just not fully clear on the objective. I mean, that was brilliant. I mean, that because a lot of times, you know, we've got kind of half sort of to-do list, and but we're just not clear on, you know, the end result. And so I wanted just to bring up, and you brought it up just briefly, you know, you are offering an amazing program, Intuitive Finance. $97 for, is it four classes, Kelly?
Yes,
four,
it's four classes.
Four classes,
you know,
okay. And I wanted to say, you know, like you talk about in the very first class, what is holistic finance and how are finances related to the body and emotions? And I love that class two is where am I? Because so many of us right now are in that place where we want to take the next right step. But, you know, it's like me setting off to, you know, California. If I don't know, you know, if I don't plug in my GPS where I am now, I'm just going to go in circles, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I love that. You know, where am I? That is so good, and it relates to the question. And then, of course, class three is where do you want to be, which is really looking at those objectives and, you know, the secrets to increasing income and stability and freedom. And then I love class four, which is, you know, what happens if I hit a bump in the road? What happens if I, you know, I'm not making the money or I'm off track? Or so this is a really great, great product. And for $97, I mean, four classes with you is
live, right? They're all live.
Oh, they're live. Absolutely.
That's
and
what's really
live.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, also, and I, And I know that you're offering our listeners too, if they wanted to do something really deeper one-on-one with you, you're offering your sessions are normally $300 an hour, and you're offering to our listeners is it $97? Do I have that right?
Yes, it's for our listeners. Your listeners are so wonderful. For $97, it's an hour Skype session with me, and you can choose finances or health or a little bit of both. And basically what I do is I if you want me to read your heart function and your lung function and hormone stability, those kind of things, I can do that, or I can work on your finances. And because I've been trained to be an executive, and I invested money. That's what I used to do before I did this. I'm able to help with the finances and tie in my intuition with that also. So I can, you see me, I see you, we're on the Skype, and it's all personal one-on-one.
Love it. That is such a gift to give to our listeners. Thank you so much, Kelly. I mean, this is like,
it's
I love the
fun.
Whole idea. It is fun, and I love
it really
the idea
is
of
fun.
Intuitive finance. I love those two words putting together. I mean, we would have thought before maybe that was kind of an oxymoron, kind of thing. But yeah, intuitive finance. That's where we all really want to be right now, is so plugged in that we know our next right choices in our finances too, right? I mean,
right, because I believe in the nuts and bolts, and sometimes people get, overview. In the classes, I really want to teach you the tools, just like I was teaching you what to do with the fear. Here's when you have it. This is what you do. In those classes, that's what I will do with finance, and I will tell you, okay, here's your toolbox. This is what you do when you get off track. Here's when you want to start something, this is what you do. I will go through those, and then we'll have questions where, I'll be teaching, and then there's a question answer thing. So they'll be able to see you live. And it's all live.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so basically they could go on a live journey with you, implementing the tools and then asking you questions while they're implementing throughout the weeks.
Exactly.
If
they're putting themselves, they're working on their own finances or their own businesses, and they're working along with me, and they have a little struggle, they can, ask me on our class.
Gosh, that's golden right there. I mean, to be, have your toolbox and to be working, and then all of a sudden you feel like you've dropped a tool or something isn't working, to be able to have you to answer right there. And I imagine, I love group energy. I love that. That's one reason Leonka and I love doing what we're doing now. I mean, group energy is so powerful. And wouldn't you say, Kelly, when you're in group energy now, it just moves you so much faster than just doing things alone?
Oh, it absolutely does. And what happens is, just like in this call, these beautiful women call in, and I'm guessing there's other people that are wanting to ask their questions, and they're saying, oh, she already asked that. So what happens is, someone else may be going through an issue of procrastination, and you're having the question, but somebody else asked. We went through everything. Then you know how to apply it to you. So you're learning, and you also realize you're not alone. You're not the only person with that problem. We all have the same issues.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And so we become, the callers become the teachers. The teacher becomes the student becomes the teachers. It's beautiful. We learn from each other.
And, I think, and I'm just feeling gratitude right now for all of our callers and all of our speakers, because, I have been just, even though, Leonka and I have been asking questions and kind of directing this, we have learned so much from all of our speakers, including you, Kelly, and it's just, our world has so expanded in the last 7 weeks, and, that's what happens, when you jump in a group and go. And our listeners are so wonderful. We've gotten just incredible feedback. And we're so appreciative. And it just gives Leonca and I, you know, so much desire to want to keep going and giving you this information that, you know, you might not get just anywhere. So so please,
you know,
continue,
Deborah,
to...
Could I mention something about
sure.
you? I wanted to compliment you and Leonca. You're complimenting all of us, but what I wanted to say is people thrive in a kind and loving environment. And Deborah and Leonca have been so kind and so loving that I do believe they have brought out the best in me, and they have brought out the best in all of their speakers. And the audience feels comfortable to be able to ask questions, and you've created a beautiful, peaceful learning environment. And for that, I'm grateful.
Thank you. You both have
such gifts. You truly do.
Thank you. I'm going to say woohoo, because that's what
I know.
We really wanted to do here.
Yeah, that's what we really wanted to do. That has been our intention from day one, is to really bring the people that we knew had a message to share that could really help people and change their lives and point them in different directions. And you know, and this is Reveal. So, you know, all along the way, you've heard Leonca and I reveal our own stuff. And because I think that's what it's about these days. Don't you, Kelly? I mean, it's about us all being willing to be vulnerable and know that we're all in this together. We all struggle with procrastination. We all worry about our finances. We all wonder about our relationships. You know, I mean, we're all the same, really, you know?
And most of the time, you know, most of the time your teachers didn't just, you know, weren't necessarily born this way. You know, the teachers also had to go through those things to learn lessons to be able to teach other people.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, you know, thank you, God, that I didn't have to learn everything the hard way, but there's a lot of things I did learn the hard way. So we're all the same, and we were never meant to do everything alone. We were meant to be an entire body together, to be able to help each other, to be vulnerable, and to think about others other than ourselves. We need to collectively do this, but we have to do it in balance. Remember the first caller? We must, to be good to everyone around us, we must take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Well, I know that you have, can't wait. I want to always be in your prayers. And by the way, folks, I will tell you that I had a situation earlier in the week. This is Reveal. You get to hear everything, you know. I had a situation earlier in the week, and I went to Kelly, and, you know, she did kind of a reading, and she did prayer work for me, and it was like night and day, literally. And I thank you so much for that, Kelly. And I just, you know, I just want you all listening to know that. I mean, she's the real deal. And you know, I made just such a turnaround and was able to really show up present, because, like I've told you, I have a person right now very close to me who's, you know, right on the edge of transitioning out of this world. And I want to be present for that. And I really needed some direction. So thank you for that, Kelly. That was just such a gift. And I know that I trust your prayer so much, and I know you have a final prayer for our group tonight. And I know everybody is going to want to feel, you know, a part of that. So if you're ready, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May God make safe to you each step. May God make open to you each path. May God make clear to you each road. And may He take you into the clasp of His own two hands. Amen.
Amen. And so be it. Kelly Rae, thank you for being on. I'm hoping you'll come back again. I mean, we still had callers that we weren't able to get to.
I would be happy to. It is so much fun to be with you, ladies. I have such a good time. It's wonderful to be able to help people. And I will tell you, I've learned, you know, we just learn from each other.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, thank you so much for what you do and what you give to the world. And thank you, all of our Reveal listeners. And, Leonka, do you have some closing tonight? Leonka, are you on mute?
Sure, I was on mute. I was telling everybody everything. I'm on mute again. Guys, if you be sure to leave a comment about tonight's show or any other show that we have on replay, and I am going to draw a VIP winner from those comments. So thank you for those who submitted last week. I do have a winner, and I will be emailing you. And, Kelly, thank you so much. You can hear Kelly's replay on reveal.leonka, that's LIANCA.com/live.
Mm. What a wonderful, this was perfect. I needed this tonight, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And
I
wanted to, yes, this has been beautiful, and I just am so grateful. And I'm going to start to leave some inspirational messages on my website at amorevibrantlife.com. So I will be starting those soon, and if anybody wants to listen or watch those, you know, they will be up.
Perfect. amorevibrantlife.com. Is that right?
Very
yes.
cool.
Perfect. Well, I'll be checking them out.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. It's been a pleasure to be with all of you tonight. Thank you
so much, Kelly. We look forward to having you the next time. I hope you'll come back and play with us some more.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in.
All right,
thanks,
Leonka.
Guys.
Is
Have
that
good
it?
Good night, everybody. That's it.
Okay.
Have a good night. We'll see
good
you next
night.
Week. Have a good one. Bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.